2 years ago, Gallen's family farm began collecting fruit and vegetables tossed out in the trash from local universities, restaurants, and other businesses. The company uses the food waste to make an organic composting product called Carolina Dynamite. Now Gallen's farm is looking for 50 people in the Triad area to participate in a pilot program that will collect food waste from people's homes. Lindsay Solta is the director of the residential composting program.
They want to be able to compost it, but a lot of people in Winston-Salem, they don't have the resources, they don't have the space or the time to create their own pile. So what we're offering is we'll come and pick it up and we'll do it for you. We'll compost it and then we'll bring you back compost that you can use in your garden, you can use on your flower beds, and you don't have to worry about any of the legwork in between.
Participants will receive a 4 to 5 gallon container to store their unwanted produce, breads, pasta, and meat scraps. Solta says Gallen's Farms will collect the items from residents once a week. Workers will place a freshly sanitized container in front of the residents after each collection. Solta says people can also leave their unwanted paper products in the collection bins.
It's not only food waste, but other compostable materials we'll take, like pizza boxes, for example, we can take. Paper from fast food packaging we can take, flour and sugar bags, paper plates, paper towels, the paper towel and toilet paper rolls.
The food waste and paper products will be hauled to the company's composting farm off of Thomasville Road in Winston-Salem, where we'll go through a special screening and curing process. After about 2 months, the waste goes from recognizable trash to a black earthy soil mix rich in nitrogen. Solta says Gallen's Farm will begin the residential composting program in late June. The fee to join the program is $30 a month. For a link to more information about signing up for the service, visit our website, wfdd.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.